Thank you very much for coming. My name is Darren from HJ Tax. I'm a tax advisor, and this is?
My name is Michael Dai. I'm a U.S. immigration lawyer, and we're based primarily in California. We have an office here in Dubai as well. I'm back and forth every month, and so we handle all U.S. immigration.
And then our team would help with pre-immigration tax planning, and then once you actually make the move, compliance to actually doing the tax returns in the U.S. and any other jurisdictions to which you may be exposed. Someone is asking whether the EB-5 gets the same green card as an EB-2 or EB-3.
Since we have such a small group here, why don't we just start up at the top, just so you guys can follow along depending on your knowledge of U.S. immigration and how it works. Are you familiar with EB-5? Have you heard of that?
I did.
You have. Just really briefly, how U.S. immigration works, you can get a green card, which is permanent residency, through generally one of two ways. Through family-based immigration, if you have a relative in the United States that sponsors you, or through employment-based immigration, which is generally through a job offer from a U.S. employer sponsoring you. But on the employment side, there's a special category called EB-5. And EB stands for employment-based fifth preference category. So EB is EB-5. EB-1, 2, 3, 4, those are other employment-based green card categories. But this particular category is only based on investment. And so if you invest right now a minimum of 800,000 US into what's known as a government-designated regional center project, and these are basically large commercial or residential developments where you're pooling money with other EB-5 investors from around the world to build these large projects. And if you do that, you can get a green card. You can also do EB-5 through your own investment, through starting your own business, and the same amount, 800,000 minimum. Now, the question was, do you get the same green card through EB-5 as you would EB-2 or EB-3? Well, EB-2 is employment-based second preference, and that's generally for people with a master's level degree or higher, and they have a job offer from a U.S. employer. EB-3 generally have a bachelor's level, and the same thing, job offer. Yes, answer your question, you get the same type of green card, same type of benefits, it works just the same.